Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Lawler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi takes first base on ball four. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lawler. Cangalosi moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to third. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Romero moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Romero scores. Evans moves to third. Boggs moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Neil Allen now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Armas moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Guillen steals third. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dean scores. Cangalosi moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols bunts towards the mound. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romero moves to third. Evans moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romero scores. Evans moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gettman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gettman moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gettman scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Romero moves to third. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Gene Nelson now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romero scores. Evans moves to second. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Cangalosi moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball towards right. Evans catches it and throws to home to double up Cangalosi. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Armas is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Bobby Bonilla pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Bobby Bonilla now playing right field. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Tony Armas now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Armas. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Romero moves to second. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Little pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolleson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.